Blog Talk Radio.
Sisters out there, Timberwolf here with TWOLF, the Wolf's Den. And I'd like to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. Okay, let's get right down to it. Tonight we are discussing My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, Season 6, Episode 7, Newbie Dash. What can I say about it? Oh, Lord. What can't I say about it? To tell you the truth. The show starts out relatively decent, to tell you the truth. Rainbow Dash is flying through the air, and Scootaloo calls her back and is talking to her about an upcoming Wonderbolts event that she's going to be watching, and was wondering if Rainbow Dash was going to be in it, and she goes she was just going to be there as a reservist. Of course, Rainbow Dash is a reservist now. Now, I thought back when Wonderbolts Academy, when that show ended, I thought maybe she was already a Wonderbolt. But when Testing 1-2-3 came out, we found out that she really wasn't in the academy. I don't know if she didn't pass or what have you, but she became a Wonderbolt reserve. But anyway, in flies three of the Wonderbolts, and Spitfire lands down in front of them, and tells Rainbow Dash that she should be getting ready because they need her for the show. And come to find out that at that point in time, because one of their full-time Wonderbolts left the academy to teach at the academy, Rainbow Dash finally got what she deserved. She is now a Wonderbolt. She's a newbie in the Wonderbolts, which kind of shocked her, but Scootaloo was really happy about that. I thought Scootaloo was going to have a heart attack there for a second. But anyway, one of the interesting things, excuse me, I've been having another tough week. But anyway, like I said, I have to watch a show about twice before I can really sink my teeth into it. And I pretty much sank my teeth in this and spat it back out. not one of my favorite shows, to tell you the truth. Some of the good parts were when she was getting ready to leave to go to the Wonderbolts. She was all packed up. Now, for some odd reason, ponies don't wear clothes. But why is Rainbow Dash packing clothes? This is one of the things that, kind of like offset me a little bit there. But anyway, Rainbow Dash is up in her little mansion with all her friends, which some people at the time is wondering how all the other ponies got up there when only Fluttershy and Twilight can stand on clouds. But you gotta remember back to one of the episodes, I forget the name of it offhand, when they went to cheer on Dash at the Young Flyers competition, when Rarity got her butterfly wings. So she probably cast a spell on the rest of them to where they could walk on clouds. Just so some of you people out there who are wondering, that's how she does it. But anyway, the funniest part comes up when she was asking for her wing grease or something like that there, something to keep her wings from chafing, and Spike finds it in her couch. So anyway, Spike holds up, here it is, all of a sudden Rainbow Dash just slams into Spike, putting him and her, putting him and the wing bomb inside the suitcase, and slamming it shut. And of course, they have to be abusive to Spike. Spike gets abused in just about every episode. One of these days, I'm going to have to turn around and make up a big list on how many times each one of the characters has gotten hurt or face slammed or something like that there. I think Spike's got them all beat. But anyway, Spike finally pops up out of the suitcase as Rainbow Dash is talking to the others. And Pinkie Pie had to turn around and add insult to injury by jumping on the suitcase, sticking him right back in the suitcase again. And it's like, that poor dragon is so abused. No wonder I like him. You gotta like him, because if you don't, he's not my favorite pony. Just so to let you all know, my favorite pony is Applejack. Rainbow Dash, kind of out of the main six, is the last. I'm not a big Rainbow Dash fan. Maybe it goes to the fact that she's too tomboyish for my taste. But anyway, now this is the funniest thing. If you watch the episode, I had to take a double look and a triple look, and I had to look real close. This is after Spike might have gotten out of the suitcase. I'm not sure. But if you notice hanging out of the suitcase, it looks like a pair of underwear sitting there. Serious as a heart attack, I'm sorry. I'm sitting there, I'm looking, it's like, is that underwear hanging out of her suitcase? It's like, okay, now we know that the ponies do wear underwear. It probably blends in with their coats. That's the probably reason why we don't see any bare backsides. Okay. But anyway, Rainbow Dash is off to the Wonderbolts. I can't say Academy anymore. She's now full-time Wonderbolt. She has to get ready to turn around and fly with the Wonderbolts. So she wants to try to make a good impression. Spitfire basically turns around and tells her some of the rules and regulations regarding such things, especially going across the runway. So the first time, when they first get there, Rainbow Dash was going to just walk across the runway, and she stops her and says, rule number one, always look both ways before you cross the runway in case of incoming flights. And, basically I thought, that's okay. Now, I look for a typical Rainbow Dash would be during the episode, which did happen, was Rainbow Dash tried to basically add her style to the choreography. She has to learn how to work as a group and not as an individual. So the first time they started they went to start training Rainbow Dash for getting everything. You know, she's already suited up. She's ready to go. She walks across the runway without looking both ways. Spitfire tells her to watch out because there was two incoming. She darts across and lands directly into a trash can. I mean, you can see the skid marks where she just hit the trash can and she ended up in it somehow. I'm not sure. And they decided to give her the actual nickname of Rainbow Crash. And they didn't exactly, you know, like give it to her at the time, but they started calling her Rainbow Crash like they did back in one of the other episodes, actually a couple of the other episodes where they were some of the ones who were at the Flight Academy started calling her Rainbow Crash when she was younger. And which kind of turned around, I thought it's like, okay, she made a mistake, no problem. Anybody can do that. But she couldn't keep up, you know, as far as, you know, during her training, I guess she messed up quite a few times. And this didn't bother me too well, because everybody does that. You're a newbie. I mean, you can be the best flyer in the world. You can be the best chef in the world. If you're coming into a group, everything you know is tossed aside. You have, you know, as far as when you're doing things individually, it's fine. But when you work as a group, you have to work as a team. I understood that part. So anyway, after their little training for the upcoming show, instead of Rainbow Dash going back to the barracks, the Wonderbolts barracks, she went back to her home. Now, my first thought was when she came back home, I thought, maybe she sat there and said, hey, I don't want nothing to do with this. You guys are calling me Rainbow Crash. You know, I don't want to be remembered about that. And, you know. But then again, I had to think, well, that's not Rainbow Dash's style. So anyway, Rainbow Dash opens up her door to her mansion and is immediately blasted by a Pinkie Pie cannon right to the face. I mean, I'm sitting there going, oh, gee, and they're celebrating, you know, the fact that, you know, she's now a Wonderbolt. But she's not having any of it because she had a rough day, and basically she just did not like being called Rainbow Crash. Of course, that goes back to her Philly years in Flight Camp, that's what it was. And, so anyway, the girls turned around and told her, you know, you did stuff individually, you know, just like I explained it. Now you have to work as a team. Think about when you're with us. We're fine as an individual, but together we work as a team. And Rainbow Dash just got that idea. It's like, you're right. I need to do that. I need to think of you guys. And I'm gonna pause for station identification because this is what really begins to get the part that's coming up that I'm gonna turn around and tell you about is the part that really got me, that made the show seem so bad. I'm gonna pause a couple seconds for station identification. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf. In the Everfree Forest.
And we're back, and we are talking about My Little Pony, Season 6, Episode 7, Newbie Dash. Well, anyway, back, like I was talking about, when she went back, she turned around and told, when everybody turned around and told her about, you know, working as a team, and to think of them, and it's like, okay, but she thinks of it the wrong way. She goes back and starts acting like each and every individual of the other main six. And when I watched that, I was like, what the hell are you doing? And this is what, to me, this is, I mean, it was fine as back in when her and Pinkie Pie went, the mystery of Griffinstone, when they had to go back to Griffinstone, where Rainbow kind of sarcastically did a Twilight in front of Pinky. You know, changed her mane and her looks and real quick and did a quick Twilight. That was funny. I enjoyed that because she did it out of sarcasm. But this, she wasn't doing out of sarcasm. She was just trying to act like her other friends. I mean, even popping her mane into different styles with Pinkie Pie, Rarity, Fluttershy. She started doing all their characters. Now, given the fact that the voice actress who plays Rainbow Dash also plays Applejack, when she got to Applejack, you can pretty much hear the Applejack voiceover in there. But, I mean, she wasn't doing this like out of sarcasm, you know. She was just doing this to try to act like them. So, you know, it was supposed to be different. You know, and it just didn't work for, to me, it just didn't work for the show. It might have been all right if she were to quote one of them and maybe, you know, do a little sarcastic type of thing. That might have been fine. But I don't know. I think that pretty much ruined the episode, for me anyway. But anyway, after she got through all that, they were still calling her Rainbow Crash. And even going through her stunts, you know, Spitfire kept, instead of calling her Newbie, was calling her Rainbow Crash. Hey, Rainbow Crash, you know, do this, do that. You know, and pretty much it was bothering her. Now, I'm a former military person. I've never been in the Navy or in the Air Force. I was U.S. Army 101st Airborne. But I know definitely in the Air Force, which pretty much the Wonderbolts are representing here, all the flyers had nicknames. Whether it was something they picked out themselves, or mainly it was picked out for you out of your class when you went to flight school. Something that would represent, you know, you, whether you liked it or not. But it wasn't picking on you. It was a terms of endearment, you know. And this is what the Wonderbolts were pretty much doing. But Rainbow Dash, you know, because it had a flashback back to when she was a filly in flight school, you know, having an accident in another garbage can, by the way, and people started calling, not people, but other ponies called her Rainbow Crash, which made her feel bad. So instead of, you know, doing, you know, instead of just turn around calling her Newbie, they were calling her Rainbow Crash, which, you know, kind of filed her up on, you know, her choreography and stuff like that there. And we see a few accidents here and there, which left her being the worst flyer out of it all. And Spitfire turned around and told her, well, in a locker room scene, that Rainbow Dash had, since she was the worst flyer out of the group, she had to clean up the area. It was her duty. That's part of their training or part of their curriculum or something like that there. But anyway, eventually she does get into step. This is where the show comes a little bit up with the flight choreography. Rainbow Dash, they're doing their, well, Rainbow Dash asked Scootaloo to do a little something with a storm cloud. And this is going to be at the end of the show, but typical Rainbow Dash wants to show off. Well, anyway, the show goes off without a hitch. The flight choreography, which I thought was good. Then when it came down to the end, they're all ready to come in and land. Rainbow's in the unit in a tight formation with them. She kind of backs out of it. Nods to Scootaloo. Scootaloo gets on her scooter, runs down the ramp, on her scooter, does a back, sort of like a backstand, kicks a black storm cloud in the way of Rainbow Dash as she's flying towards the area or towards it. And the cloud was supposed to come behind her and I guess shoot off a lightning bolt at the same time she took off, and it was supposed to have done something. This was going to be a shining moment to where she isn't being called Rainbow Crash anymore. But instead, the cloud comes in front of her. She slams on the brakes and looks at the cloud. Actually, she kind of slams on the brakes, goes to back up, and then slams into a tree and falls down a tree and everything else. And next thing you know, she's flying back up and right in front of the storm cloud, which shoots off a lightning bolt and makes a direct hit on her to where you're actually seeing her skeletal, parts, and then she's pretty much coming out of the sky. Well, this time Pinkie Pie and Spike are getting cotton candy, and of course Pinkie Pie, being Pinkie Pie, wants all the cotton candy on one big stick. And as she's coming back, Rainbow Dash crashes right into the cotton candy and into the ground, and it's like, this is not Rainbow Dash. I mean, it is Rainbow Dash in a way, trying to improve on her flying, trying to impress people. But it just not what I was expecting. Now, if she would have done a sonic rain boom afterwards, and I would have sat there and said, yeah, that's typical Rainbow Dash trying to show off. But so anyway, Spitfire comes around and just bitches Rainbow Dash out. What the hell are you doing? Why'd you break formation? We had, head down pat. And Rainbow Dash explained to her that, she wanted to do something to get rid of that nickname of Rainbow Crash. So Spitfire turned around and told her, it's like, hey, we all have our nicknames. So each and every one of them told her their nicknames because of something that they did they weren't proud of, but the nickname stuck. And then that time Rainbow Dash is starting to understand that a nickname is nothing but a nickname. But she still had to clean up the area. So anyway, all in all, we had a couple of funny parts in there. We had a wonderful moment to where, Rainbow Dash has become a Wonderbolt. That is something that is her dream. Maybe she might even do a little better after this episode. I don't know. Hopefully she does. The funny parts about Spike, getting shoved in the Rainbow's suitcase and then popping back up and then Pinkie Pie landing on the suitcase, putting him back in there. That was another funny thing. Rainbow Dash getting just blown up by Pinkie Pie cannon blast is priceless. And those are like the only three memorable things about it. Like I said, and of course the choreography was great. The thing that really brought the show down was when Rainbow Dash was doing all the impersonations, trying to be like her friends. And the moral of the story is, don't be like anybody else, be yourself, and it would be a lot better. Hopefully, now, if I were to give this a rating, this rates probably equal to On Your Marks. On Your Marks is basically, or actually, it probably rates just, I would say it's tied with just On Your Marks, because it just doesn't feel, I mean, it's got to be at least a 7.0. I mean, honestly. I've got the moral of the story, but it was just that one tiny section there that just killed it. Now, if she would have done, like I said before, if she would have done it like saying, well, Rarity would tell me, and then turn into Rarity and, you know, and do something like that, that would be fine. That would be funny. But it wasn't Rainbow but Dash for some reason. I just couldn't wrap my brain around it. And not one of the more pleasant shows that I liked. My number one show is still Gauntlet of Fire. I think my next favorite is, let me think. I'll have to put them in a list and let you know what's what. This episode here, I mean, it's watchable. It's not enjoyable to me. It's watchable. But anyway, like I said, Rainbow Dash is down on my list still. Rarity was the final point, and then Rainbow Dash, and then I would say Pinkie Pie, Fluttershy, Twilight, and then Applejack on top. But those three positions there, I mean, Rarity moved up above her, and it's like, that's about it. But anyway, it's time for me to end this show here. I got about 2 minutes left. Oh, darn. I hope everybody's had a wonderful week. Let me know what you thought of the show. And remember to look at Rainbow Dash's suitcase. I kept looking at it. I swear to God, there is a pair of underwear hanging out. And it's like, I kind of like, what is that? that was one of the more amazing moments. It's like, huh? But anyway, if you're a G-plus follower of mine, let me know what you think of the show. Let me know what you think of Newbie Dash, and what, you know, especially about the suitcase. Think about it. Our next show will be next week, hopefully. Maybe. I'll have to see if I have something. I'll have to see Friday if I have, what day I have off, because I got a full weekend coming up, and it might be a Monday or Tuesday when I get back on for the next episode. Okay. So, and I hope to get my webpage up and or updated soon. Well, anyway, I hope everybody's had a wonderful time. Hope everybody's had a wonderful weekend. To all the mothers out there, happy Mother's Day. I hope next week's great for you guys. This is Timberwolf for The Wolf's Den on TWOLF The Wolf, saying I will catch you again on the flip side. We gone.